Well, just as I was about to spill the beans, Gail came stomping into the galley. What are you two talking about? Got me working back in the plantation wing. Gail, will you shut the hell up? Montana's about to tell me about her fiancé. Sam, don't you... Fiancé? What fiancé? Gail's nosiness had just saved Sam from his verbal lashing. I don't know, Sam retorted, because as usual, you interrupted us. Don't you have some crotches to massage or something? No, we ran out of nuts, she returned. That's a first for you, I'm sure. Rolling his eyes, he turned his attention back to me. Montana, now tell me about your fiancé. I know you weren't about to tell Sam and not me. When did you get a fiancé and why didn't I know about it? I don't have a fiancé yet. That's why I'm going to Chicago. Like major league catchers with bases loaded in the bottom of the ninth, both assumed the position, perched and eager, waiting intently on my next pitch. I'm going to Chicago to visit Graham. Graham? Real estate Graham? Upper six-figure a year Graham? Barely able to pull herself together, Gail suddenly became more excited than I was. Though sex-obsessed, loud, and overly aggressive, underneath it all, she was just like me. A simple girl searching for a simple life with a man she could simply love. Though she'd never admit it, she lived vicariously through my near brushes with happiness. Deep down, I believe that she found hope for herself in me. The closer I came to finding someone, the closer she came. Big baller, shot caller, Graham? Almost hyperventilating, she nearly dropped her pot of piping hot coffee to the ground. Gail, please, would you calm down and let her finish the story? Go on, Montana. Well, he invited me to spend some time with him at his home for Thanksgiving in Chicago. And, well, hell, Gail shouted, it's gonna be more than turkey getting stuffed tonight. Must you reduce everything to sex? Sam shrugged with disgust. Yes! She joyously responded. It was a rhetorical question, Gail. Montana, this is just like Funny Girl. You're Fanny Bryce, Barbara Streisand's character. The little songstress slash actress that could. And Graham is Nick Arnstein. Omar Sharif's character, the mysteriously handsome slash charming slash successful businessman. I'm about to cry. I'm about to cry if you keep comparing Montana to them lily white movies that ain't nobody ever heard of, let alone watched. Spoken from a woman who threatened to picket the Oscars because Booty Call wasn't nominated by the Academy. Turning back to me, Montana, I'm so happy for you. I hope everything works out.